it's the relentless metronomic beat of A Thing Called Love that kind of appeals. I never thought I'd be playing it this time of the morning, but there we are, Johnny Cash, a welcome way to actually take us from Ursula James, our hypnotherapist. Let's get our professions correct here. We have a psychotherapist being featured next Wednesday on the show. And this has all come about clearly because Cameron Tilbury has rightly said, look, you know, people need help. You know, they need help, particularly if you're on the show on a regular basis. So as you can gather, Cameron, we're just trying to ship in all the professionals here. That's the important side of things. Really.
People have been telling me I need help since I was born.
Well, there you go. You know, but step by step, every way, in every way, we're getting better and better.
Let's go with that.
That's the important thing. Much as the digital musical revolution is continuing to work in its own fantastic routine, because the Digital Country Music Awards have arrived.
Yes, they have. We launched on... what day is today? Thursday. We launched on Tuesday, I believe. Mm-hmm. Either late Monday or Tuesday, and we've had around 300 hits on Facebook. As of last evening, we've had 40 artists and radio stations and people nominated. This is the world's very first purely fan-voted digital country music awards. So that's really cool.
That's a key thing. I mean, it's one of those areas where, you know, it's always good to have the critics' views and so on, but when it actually comes from the people themselves, the people speak, they make their decisions, and in the 23 categories, fans can nominate and vote for artists in their own territory. I love the phrase territory. I mean, it's so resonant of North American colonization, etc. You know, I think, you know, the Native Americans and their territories.
Well, what we've done is put it down to the USA, Canada, UK and Ireland, Europe and Australia are the territories. Now, you can vote for somebody that, you can vote really any way you want. You can vote for somebody that covers all of those territories. You can vote just, you know, for somebody in the UK or wherever. Or you can vote in each one and you can say, well, in the US, I like this guy, and in Canada, there's this guy, and in Europe here. And so you can literally do 5 different nominations for almost every category.
You can exercise your franchise in so many ways. It's quite frankly a wonderful thing.
Exactly. So all people have to do is go to Facebook and then look up Digital Country Music Awards.
There you go.
And then they just like the page. If they click on info on the left, it'll tell you all of the categories. So you just go in and you say, I want to vote for this guy, categories 2, 4, 7, 9. And if it's single of the year, then you put the song that you're nominating for. Song of the year goes to the songwriter, so you would nominate a songwriter on that. You know, and video, if it's a specific song, then you have to put that too. And if Facebook, we're rating, you know, if somebody's big on Facebook, then you can nominate them for that. Or Twitter, because guys like Blake Shelton are very active on Twitter, and so you'd want to nominate him.
So I'm figuring that clearly folks such as Jessica, who we featured with Flaming Red, etc., she might be into the whole thing. We're talking a possibility of Ryan Van Dyke. I've heard that name before, but you will in a few moments. But do we also incorporate the classics, the Dolly Partons, the Johnny Cashers, and so on and so forth?
Oh, of course. You know, as long as they've had something out in the past year, then, of course, we've had nominations for Willie Nelson, we've had nominations for Vince Gill. So, yeah, of course, we actually had somebody email us and say, can you set up we've got separate categories for Americana and Bluegrass and Christian Country. But somebody said, can you set up something for traditional? And we said, well, why do we need something for traditional? Because country is country, and... why can't Willie Nelson, somebody who's doing a traditional song like that, be up against Brad Paisley, who's doing a more contemporary stuff? So.
It's a very musical-themed Midweek Drive Morning Edition today, because in a few moments we will be just launching the Ryan Van Dyke track Strong Enough, but I might actually ask you to stick around, because in the second part of the programme we're also being joined by Dave Sharp, and I think we'll actually give a little teaser. This is the man, of course, who worked with The Alarm and had 68 Guns and so on. He's got a new track, which I think, again, it's certainly Americana. I'd say borderline country, but I appreciate your view on that, and obviously, listener as well. You can always contact us, studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or indeed telephonically directly, 01522 837 337, or you'll text 07797 800 716. In case people are actually wondering, so where are Natalie Smith? Where's Rebecca Friis Jansen? Where are the rest of us have gone? What can I say? Sometimes we work them too hard. That's the bottom line, Cameron. We work them too hard. The pace that we actually set when we really start putting on the afterburners, well, we just have to keep on going. They're not strong enough. You see that cue there? You see how you actually went into that whole side of things there?
That was a really, well...
Yeah, seamless.
That defines what radio is all about, making cues like that.
There you go, precisely. All lined up and ready to go for you to introduce RVD.
All right, Ryan Van Dyke has... this is a great new songwriter from Canada. Ryan has been at this for about 10 years, and it's just recently that... he decided that he had enough material that was solid that he could do an album. So he's got a brand new album coming out, and it's all self-penned material. This is the debut single from it. It's done very well in Canada. We've just launched it here in the UK and internationally this week, and already a great response to it. This is a great new singer from Canada, Ryan Van Dyke, and his new song called Strong Enough on Byron FM.
She sits on the stairs of her apartment, scattered pictures of the times we had. She hides her eyes, she must be crying. Wish I could tell her things aren't so bad.
And just a reminder that Andy Dayton will be up online and indeed in the studio from 11 o'clock this morning with Lincoln Mind Your Business, another cracking production there. Another good selection, Ryan Van Dyke, no relation to Dick at all in any way, shape or form.
No, not that we're aware of.
Well, it's spelled differently. I think Dick Van Dyke actually has an E at the end,
yeah,
whereas Ryan Van Dyke, it's YK and no E.
Yes.
Great news, actually. We heard from our Dutch correspondent. In fact, she dropped by and actually said hello in her wonderful, inimitable Dutch way that we'll be shortly joined. Well, I say shortly. We're talking just after Easter, really, by Nicole Heinz. So Nicole's back in the country. So good news from that point of view. And if we haven't already said it, we had to give out birthday wishes as well to Linda McNichol from just because it is. It's her birthday and so on. It's the Digital Country Music Awards. We're talking to Cameron Tilbury here on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Little heads up as well, whilst we're actually doing the kudos and the credits, I think, to Melanie Crouch of Kickin' Media, because it's a joint production, the whole Digital Country Music Awards, between Kickin' Media and the very own Cameron Tilbury Publicity.
Yeah, it is. And Mel and I met last summer, I think, and we knew that we had some sort of way of working together, and we just weren't. Every time we talked, we got closer and closer to what we were doing. And then we formed this kind of umbrella thing, Camel International, and so both of our companies are working under that banner to do the Digital Country Music Awards. And actually, it's just really taken off. We had no idea how well received it would be, but the nominations are really coming in. And if you want to see one of the nominated acts, Raintown from Glasgow, they're going to be at the Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
Lovely. Again, seamlessly done, sir. Wonderful sort of cross-reference to that scenario.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
Which Mel and I will be at. I'll be emceeing the night. You're part of that as well. Fire.
Yep, we are indeed co-media sponsors with respect to that, so happy to promote that and develop it. And again, more interviews and packages will be coming through with that, and it'll resonate in all manner of ways. Yes, you've had your Annies, you've had your Emmys, you've had your Oscars, you've had your BAFTAs, ultimately the DCMAs.
There. Digital Country Music Awards. Again, go to Facebook and just discover it, play with it, figure it out. And
just have a wonderful time. A wonderful time. And just celebrate that whole routine, much as Dave Sharp did when he was lead singer with The Alarm. He's actually performing in Lincoln next week and will be joining us in the second part of the program, as indeed will Emma Sneddon, who's going to be talking about the Lincolnshire Co-op's 150th anniversary birthday bash. Lulu and Scouting for Girls, amazing, is all I can say. It's an amazing concert that's sort of being heading up for. I'm not even sure whether Lincoln could even cope with that kind of consideration. All I can say is if Rain Town and Company were actually in as well, it would just phenomenal. But Dave Sharp is performing. What say you to actually casting a critical ear over the ghost preacher of Casey?
Okay.
Here he comes.
Down drifters and hobos and junkies, half dead on the ground, in a twilight hoping.
Hey!
Who was that Preacher Casey? Ghost of Preacher Casey and Dave Sharp. Any thoughts, Cameron Tilbury?
That rocks.
I thought you'd like that. That's what I thought. It's worthwhile keeping you on board. Well, so we'll be speaking to Dave in around about 20 to 10 or so in the second part of the show. So he'll be live with us then. And great stuff. It gets under the skin. Nice sort of morning scenario on that particular basis, which is great. Cameron Tilbury, publicity.com is the go-to place to actually find out more details. But obviously, don't forget, check out www.digitalcountrymusicawards.com. That's digitalcountrymusicawards.com. All one word, no dots, just simply digitalcountrymusicawards.com. Make your choice. Go from there. Everything else would be fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah, I like to think so. Yeah, positive things. You know, this is the last official Midweek Drive morning edition of March 2011. Okay. Yeah, next one be April. Still, there we are. We continue ever onwards. Do you go big on April 1st and things? And or is that something you just sort of think, no, nothing's likely? I'm just sort of thinking, if we kind of... No, we won't even do that. I'm just rambling on here. Morning.
Yeah, I take... April 1st, to me, is like a national holiday. Because of the practical joke.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. Just beware. That's all I have to say. Beware. Be very careful. You know,
yeah. I work by myself, so the fun's kind of gone out of it. But there's always people on the street that I can do things to.
You know, what would we do without the people on the street? You know, how many journalists have said exactly those words? Bless them. You know, we love them, you know. But hopefully they're not homeless. That's the important thing.
Exactly.
So, moving on from the sort of stage of there, Cameron, two final questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition?
I certainly have.
And are you up for joining us again in around about 168 hours or so from now?
I think I can make it.
Hurrah! Fantastic! And on a slightly different note,